going to be crusading, they're lost. No, they're discipling them in these home churches. He told me about over 5,000 youth churches that have risen up just in the recent time in Europe. Over 5,000. He said, oh, Karen, he said, it's new wine, and God is preparing a new wineskin to hold it. He told me about the church in China, about over 100 million people in the underground churches of China. He told me about how that their pastors, to be a pastor of one of the underground churches of China, one of the criteria for being a pastor is that you had to have been imprisoned at least once. He told me, he said, the people over there, he ministers a lot in Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iraq, all these countries. He said, in those countries, they understand, and in China, that to be called a disciple of Jesus will probably mean imprisonment or beatings, and very possibly death. He said, in Pakistan, if they're found worshiping, they lose their right arm. He said, but you know what they say? He said, they say, that's okay. I lose this arm, I can raise this arm. Of many of his friends. And I looked at Lathan and I said, oh, my brother. I said, I'm so glad God has sent you here because he's moved close to where we are. Crazy, but just God. I said, I'm so glad God has moved you here because I said, I need help with these kids. I need somebody to come and encourage them and to tell them about the church as far as the kingdom of God over there and what God is doing. I want them to understand what the real church is like over there. And he said, oh, Karen, and I believe I've been sent here for you to tell me about the American church.